Monday through Friday by the makers of Ovaltine. Now, here's something you may have been wondering about. It's the reason why your neighborhood store may be a bit short of Ovaltine once in a while. You see, the makers of Ovaltine are doing what they can to help win the war by producing Ovaltine and other foods, too, for the government. Now, this means that your favorite grocery or drugstore may be out of Ovaltine occasionally for a day or so. But only for a day or so. Because there's enough Ovaltine to go around. And everything is being done to keep every Ovaltine user supplied. So, if your favorite grocery or drugstore is out of Ovaltine next time you call for it, remember, there'll be more on the shelves in just a day or so. But if you need it quickly, you can undoubtedly get it at some other store. So, don't stop asking for your supply of Ovaltine. There's no reason to deprive your family of the benefits of Ovaltine. You can get your share. Just remember to tell your grocer or druggist you want Ovaltine, and he can see to it that you get your fair supply. And now, the thrilling new chapter, Challenge of the Crossed Swords, with Captain Midnight and the Secret Squadron. The Secret Squadron commander and his agents are having plenty of excitement in the upland valley in Yugoslavia, where they and their guerrilla friends have been trapped by the Nazi forces under the command of General von Lotz. At 3 o'clock, just as Captain Midnight, Joyce, Chuck Ramsey, and the young guerrilla chief, Captain Domovich, rushed to the entrance of the hidden airfield's underground hangar, they saw a large number of swastika-marked transport planes from which paratroops were plunging toward the runways below. The scene continues at once. Captain Midnight was the first to spring into action. Listen as he orders sharply.
Order out every available man, Milan. If we lose this field, those parachute troops are licked.
I will give the order at once.
And command them to take positions in the woods along the runways. As soon as the paratroops hit the ground, they must be destroyed.
Yes, sir.
What about Mudd at the northern pass? Shouldn't we go and help him?
No, Chuck, no. This field is our weak point. That's why General von Lotz picked it. Quick now. Get your guns ready. The first of those paratroops will be hitting the ground any second.
I'm ready, sir.
So am I.
We'll stay here at the hangar entrance. It'll be one of the first objectives of the parachute troops.
Okay, sir. Hey, look, the last of the transport planes across the field.
Yes, and all the paratroops are in the air. What a sight that is, Captain Midnight.
And a mighty unpleasant one, too, Chuck. Get ready now. We'll have to take cover behind the walls. We'll be far too exposed if we stand here. Come on, run for it.
Just a few feet more. We will barely get there in time. The lowest paratroops are almost hitting the ground.
Look to the left. Company of guerrilla soldiers racing through the woods.
Let's hope they get to their position in time. All right, now. This is far enough. Don't start firing till I give the word.
Listen. Who's that?
It's some of Milan's men. They're bringing up a couple of machine guns.
Milan didn't waste any time. They're setting up those machine guns just inside the door.
First paratroops have hit the ground. Look, Captain Midnight. They're starting to set up a machine gun.
We shouldn't give them a chance, should we, sir?
Our pistols wouldn't do any good. The range is too great. We'll have to wait.
Captain Domovich's men are firing their machine gun. And the first Nazis have theirs ready.
Back, Jeff. Back. Keep under cover.
Yes, sir. See, those bullets are hitting too close for cover.
Golly, it seems to be a general battle. Most of the other parachute troops are on the ground.
And some of them are forming in a group. They must be getting ready to charge the hangar.
That's what they're doing. They must have strict orders to capture this headquarters no matter what the cost.
Well, look across the way, sir. Something's happened to the first machine gun that Captain Domovich's men brought up.
Nothing's happened to the machine gun, but all of the crew are wounded.
The other machine gun is still firing, but it isn't enough. And look out in the field. The paratroops are heading this way. They're going to rush the hangar.
The guerrillas in the woods are doing their best to stop them, but they can't do the trick. We'll have to take over that machine gun ourselves.
Well, you fire it, Captain Midnight, and Chuck and I will handle the ammunition.
Right, follow me.
Gosh, a bullet just whizzed by my head.
Keep low. Keep low.
It's not much farther.
Dive for it, both of you.
Here it goes.
Yeah, there's a belt and a gun. I'll fire this one out while you can get another.
Yes, sir.
We're stopping him. We're stopping him.
Here, there's a new belt.
Good. This one's about gone.
Yeah, we'll start the new belt through.
Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight.
Yes, Milan, what is it?
I have another machine gun on the way. See, it's coming now.
Yeah, but we got to stop those paratroops. They'll be on us before the machine gun can get here. Mars is ready now, sir. Start firing.
Here goes, Chuck. This is our last chance.
They're stopping. Hey, they stopped.
And they're sending up the other gun. Quick, men, quick, start firing.
And here goes the last of this belt.
They started to come again, but they quit. There, they're falling back.
We've stopped them, I tell you. We've stopped them.
Look out of the field. Your men are charging from the woods, Captain Dimovich, and there's only a handful of paratroops left.
That's the stuff. My men sure know how to fight. It's a good thing I didn't order them all to the mountaintop.
We've licked them, Captain Midnight. We've licked them. See? The ones that are left are holding up their hands.
Now, we've licked them, but we haven't won the battle. Our men at the top of the ridge must be hard-pressed. We've got to help them. I don't think we have to worry about any more parachute troops. You must advise your forces, Milan. Chuck, you go with him and part of his men to the South Pass.
Yes, sir.
Joyce and I'll join Mudd to the north.
Gee, I hope they've been able to hold those men up there on the hill.
Yeah, they must have, Joyce. Otherwise, they would have fought through to the paratroops by this time.
Well, those paratroopers didn't last long.
They didn't expect to find any resistance at the hangar.
It was good strategy, all right, on their part, but you sure outguessed them. Gosh, I hope Chuck and Captain Dimovich find everything all right at the South Pass.
I think they will. Otherwise, the Nazi was broken through by this time.
Gee, things are still going on hot and heavy up here, all right, from the sound of things.
I hope they've got enough men, because those Nazis have a habit of sending over wave after wave of fighters.
Oh, we're almost there now. We'll soon find out how the battle's going.
There's Mudd right ahead of us.
No, what in the world's he doing?
He's trying to get that big rock started downhill. You see, he's working with that crowbar.
We're coming, Icky. We'll help you in a second.
Boy, oh boy, am I glad to see you two. Here, Captain, how about a little push?
Okay, Icky. One, two, three, push!
It's moving! It's moving now, look out!
That's the biggest one yet. Hey, don't see if we'll stop that one.
Yeah, that one will do plenty of damage. But how about it? Many of the Nazis reach the top.
Yeah, a few up there, but these guerrillas finished them off in hand-to-hand fight.
Look down the hill, quick.
Well, find my valves, where in the heck are they coming from? There can't be many more Nazi soldiers down there. They've been sending wave after wave of them up this hill, and we've been mowing them down.
That's the way the Nazis charge. And if we can hold them off, sooner or later they'll run out of men. Have you got any more boulders around here, Mother? We can roll down this hill.
Yeah, I saved a dandy big one. If we can get it started, it'll make a gap in these Nazi lines, all right.
All right, let's see what we can do about it.
Well, it's right back here behind this brush.
Well, I'll help too.
All right, Joyce.
Yeah, here we are. Well, I mean, this is a granddaddy of more.
All right, Joyce. You get in between Mudd and me. We'll get it started.
Yeah.
I think it'll start pretty easy on account of it sitting kind of on some loose gravel like.
Here we go now.
All right.
One, two, three, jump.
Oh, I jump in Jupiter. I thought we'd get that thing started.
Try it again.
Yeah, that's
ready, Joyce?
Yeah, right. Yeah, all set now.
Here we go.
It's moving.
Keep pushing, everybody.
There she goes.
Ah, boy. That'll knock them for a loop.
Oh, I'll say. Just look at them scatter.
Hey, but look what's happened. Some more coming up.
Yeah, but not so many this time. General Von Lotz is throwing his last man into this fight. How many machine guns do you have up here?
Well, only about six. We're almost out of ammunition.
Yeah, Milan has divided his forces at the field. We just had a hot fight.
Yeah, we saw them parachute troops. I began to think our goose was cooked.
It would have been if everybody had come to the ridge, but they didn't. And we beat them at their own game.
So now half of the guerrillas from the field are coming up here. There they are now.
Yeah, they got machine guns, too. Jumping Jupiter, they're just in time.
Look at them work. They'll have them all set up in a jiffy.
Yeah, and they'd better hurry because those Nazi soldiers are getting awfully close.
That's to stop you fellas. Point their machine guns down the hill.
They're looking to you for a signal.
Well, what do you think, Captain? We better let them have it.
Not yet, Ricky, not yet. Let them get closer. We've only a small amount of ammunition. We must strike a blow that'll be decisive.
Oh, the guerrillas aren't making a sound. They're just standing by their guns and looking this way for a signal.
How much closer do we let them Nazis get?
Just before they get close enough to open fire, you get the signal.
Okay, Captain.
Oh, gee, it's awfully hard to wait.
I know, Joyce. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world, but...
They're getting awful close, Captain. Looks to me like they're getting ready to open fire.
I think they are. Give the signal, Mudd. Yep. We'll help out with our pistols.
Okay, let's go, boys. Give the works. Ah, come on.
Oh, they're falling by the hundreds. Gosh, it's kind of terrible, isn't it, Captain McKnight?
War is terrible, Joyce. But if those rats win, then freedom loses.
Yes, sir, I understand.
Get one with the Nazis. Go to make the top. See them coming, Captain.
Oh, what can we do, sir? We've got to do something to stop them.
They're charging directly for us. Now, don't try to aim at anyone in particular. Just keep firing as fast as you can.
Catch your stuff. Let them have it.
Golly, they're still coming. We can't stop them. We've got to try something else.
Hey, listen to that. Something's happening above us. Jumping Jupiter, that control plane's in the dive. They're heading straight for it.
And they're diving the machine gunners. Quick, on the ground behind us, run.
We're safe here.
Not if them planes dive steep enough, we ain't.
Hug the ground as close as possible. No one is to lift his head until I get the order.
Yes, sir.
I ain't anxious for no bullets to bounce off my skull.
just passed. At least for a few moments. Let's see what's happened.
Gee, Lee. Sure seems awful quiet after what we've been through.
Well, I'll be a grease monkey's granduncle. Look down below it.
Look at those Nazi soldiers racing down the mountain. Do you two realize what's happened?
Why, them Nazi fighter pilots fired at their own men.
Yeah, but they didn't mean to. They didn't realize their soldiers were this close to the top. Why, they've done more damage to their own men than to ours.
Yeah, but the charge has been broken. We're saved, Captain Midnight. We're saved.
Not yet, we aren't. There are several hours yet before dark. And even then, we don't know whether we can get away or not. Come on, back to headquarters.
And leaving Captain Midnight, Joyce, and Mudd racing back to headquarters, we join Chuck and the youthful Captain Domovich at the southern pass on the opposite side of the valley. Chuck is gazing down the mountainside at the wildly retreating figures of the Nazi soldiers. Running toward him from the field telephone is Captain Domovich. Listen as Chuck asks excitedly.
What did you find out, Milan?
I have talked with the operator at the northern pass. The Nazis are retreating there also. Captain Midnight, Joyce, and Mudd are on their way back to headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should be getting back there to meet them. 3 or 4 hours, it'll be dark. And we have to decide what to do.
That is what we are waiting for, Chuck. The night. The Nazis do not know these mountains as I do. There are secret trails. Look to the left.
Yeah?
You see the stream which winds through the valley?
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, we landed at the north-south runway, which lies along its bank.
Yes, and the stream flows to the south. Then it passes through the mountain range in a canyon which has perpendicular walls.
But we couldn't go through that kind of a place.
Yes, we can, Chuck. There's a way.
Well, is the young guerrilla chief right? Is there a way of escape through the canyon with sheer rock walls? But remember, night is still several hours off, and plenty of excitement is going to take place before it arrives. Be sure to be with us as we continue the thrilling chapter, Challenge of the Crossed Swords. And now, just one question. Have you had any trouble buying Ovaltine? If so, don't give up, because the shortage will only be temporary. It's just that government orders are keeping us very busy these days, and lots of other folks want Ovaltine, too. But there'll be plenty to go around. Just phone or call back again in a day or so, and your grocer, druggist, is bound to have more Ovaltine in stock, or he'll be able to get it for you. Or if you need it quickly, you can undoubtedly get it at once from another nearby store. Meantime, remember, the makers of Ovaltine are doing all they can to see that you're kept supplied with your full share of Ovaltine. And tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, to Captain Midnight.
I know a way of escape. I showed it to Chuck a little while ago. I will begin to move my men as soon as night falls.
Yeah, it's a swell way, sir. And the Nazis had never dreamed we were using it.
Where is it? Tell me more about it.
It's in the canyon through which the stream flows. There are perpendicular walls of rock. But this time of year, the water is shallow.
That's to the south, isn't it? I remember seeing the stream's outlet on the map. Great Scott! That's not very far from the trail the fuel convoy tried to use.
You're right, sir. And what... Say, I got a swell idea.
And so have I.
We're all three probably thinking the same thing. Suppose we could get that gasoline in and refuel our planes. We have 5 late model fighters. The Nazis think we aren't able to fly, and we can take them by surprise.
Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be swell? Those Nazi pilots think they're the kings of the roost. Well, we'll show them a thing or two.
Until tomorrow, then, this is Pierre André, your Ovaltine announcer, saying goodbye and happy landing. This program came to you from Chicago. This is the Blue Network.